Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. The world today is facing scary similarities to the events that led to the start of World War I. In May, 110 years ago, the Serbian government became aware of a plot to kill the Austro-Hungarian Empire presumptive heir, Archduke Franz Ferdinand, a plot that possibly included some senior Serbian military officers. The Serbian ambassador to the Austro-Hungarian Empire gave a vague warning of the plot to the empire's government. The warning was ignored. On June 28, 1914, Archduke Franz Ferdinand and his wife Sophie were assassinated in Sarajevo. At that time, that city was part of the Austro-Hungarian Empire, but is today in Bosnia-Herzegovina. The Austro-Hungarian Empire, allied with Germany, issued a harsh ultimatum to Serbia, effectively ending that nation's independence. Despite almost complete compliance with the terms, the Empire and Germany declared war on Serbia on July 28. The next day, Russia began mobilizing against Germany, prompting Germany to declare war on Russia on August 1st and on France 2 days later. When Germany invaded Belgium to go around the French defenses, Great Britain declared war on Germany on August 4th. Now the U.S. and Great Britain are allied with Israel in combating organizations supported by Iran. Iran has built closer ties with Saudi Arabia, Russia, and China in recent years. Over the past week, military actions have intensified. The growing conflict may have ramifications on Russia's invasion of Ukraine and China's ambitions towards seizing Taiwan. Thus far, all sides in the Middle East conflict have been careful to avoid delaying or attacking any oil tanker ships that are transporting Iranian oil to China, but that could change in an instant. You can be sure that the governments of India, Japan, South Korea, and Australia, among others, are keeping an eye on any response by China to the growing Middle East conflict. If military actions expand, one of the first reactions will be much higher global oil prices. That will spark faster price increases in a wide range of American consumer products. Pray that what grew quickly into World War I is not repeated soon into becoming World War III. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.